To thoughtless youth it pleasure yields and lures from cities and from fields, to sell their liberty for charms of tawdry lace and glittering arms. And when ambition's voice commands to march and fight and fall in foreign lands. I hate that drum's discordant sound, parading round and round and round. To me it talks of ravaged plains and burning towns and ruined swains and mangled limbs and dying groans and widow's tears and orphan's moans and all that misery's hand bestows to fill the catalogue of human woes. The Battle of Blenheim. It was a summer evening. Old Caspar's work was done, and he before his cottage door was sitting in the sun. And by him sported on the green his little grandchild, Wilhelmine. She saw her brother Peterkin roll something large and round which he beside the rivulet in playing there had found. He came to ask what he had found that was so large and smooth and round. Old Caspar took it from the boy, who stood expectant by, and when the old man shook his head, and with a natural sigh, "To some poor fellow's skull," said he, "who fell in the great victory. I find them in the garden, for there's many here about, and often when I go to plough,